But on this Gemara, in the sugya of Afi and Hoy Boisanes, there's two famous Tosfos. We'll focus on one. Tosfos Dibra Maschil, Noshim Chayovos, the Mikra Megillah. Tosfos says that the Bahag says that even though Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that Noshim Achayv and Mikra Megillah, just like men Achayv and Mikra Megillah, Afal Pikein, a woman cannot be Moitzi a man with Mikra Megillah. So a woman can't be Moitzi a man with Mikra Megillah. Now, the emes is, the Bahag is a very, very big chiddush. The Kama Kumus in Nishtabru, there were many pens that were broken over the years, writing Torahs and trying to explain this Shita Zabahag. Why is it such a chiddush? Because Bishloima, if Mikra Megillah was a mitzvah deiraisa, so then you would say, men are chayiv and Mikra Megillah midiraisa. A woman's chayiv midirabonon, sha'afein hoya ba'isanes. And to be clear, afein hoya ba'isanes is pashat a svara derabonon. So men are chayiv midiraisa. Women are chayiv midirabonon. Someone that's chayiv in a mitzvah midirabonon can't be moitzi someone else that's chayiv in that same mitzvah midiraisa. Meaning, when could one person be moitzi another person with a mitzvah? That's if the two people are on the same level, meaning they're both chayiv midiraisa, or they're both chayiv midirabanan. But if you have one person that's chayiv in a mitzvah midiraisa, and the other person is chayiv in the mitzvah midirabanan, so it's pashit that the person that is only chayiv midirabanan can't be moitzi the person midiraisa. But over here, it's all the rabanan. The obligation to read the Megillah for a man is a derabanan, and the obligation for a woman, afinoy boisanes, is eichir de rabbanon. So, makshim o'ilam, what's pashib shine in the Bahag? The Bahag says that even though women are chayv and mikra megillah, but a woman can't be moitzi a man. L'chura, men are also only chayv and midrabbanon. So why can a woman that's chayv midrabbanon be moitzi a man that's also chayv midrabbanon? So there are many different mahalchim that were said by the G'dayli Achroinim to say Pshan in the Shita Zabahar. One Mahalach is the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh is in Turei Yevin. It's right here on this Tosfos. And really, he repeats this Yisoid a few times in Turei Yevin on Masechtas Megillah. He says a Dover Nifla. Very, very big Chiddush. The Gemara says later, on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, Esther Beruach HaKoydash Nemra. Esther was written Beruach HaKoydash. Rabbi Eliezer said it. Rabbi Akiva said it. Rabbi Meir said it. The Gemara brings a whole bunch of different Tanaim that said that Esther Beruach HaKoydash Nemra. Says the Turi Evan, what does it mean it was written Beruach HaKoydash? Right, so we have our own way of thinking in terms of what Ruach HaKoydash is. But from a pure technical standpoint, Ruach HaKoydash is a level of Nevuah. That means when Chazal say Esther Beruach HaKoydash Nemra, Mordechai and Esther, they were Nevi'im. And because they were tapped in, they had Nevuah, when they wrote Esther, they weren't just writing something that they thought they wanted to write, but rather it was Nevuah. It was things that were being communicated to them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Shagas Aryeh, that's true, that's poshet, that the obligation to read the Megillah is not a deraisa. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that on your Dalet Adar, if you live in a large city, you're supposed to read the Megillah. And on Tesvav Adar, if you live in a walled city, you're supposed to read the Megillah. That's Poshet. But at the same time, Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. And because Chazal said Esther Beruach HaKodesh Nemra, that means that it also wasn't the creation of the Chachamim, but rather the Chachamim were being communicated to from Shemayim, and they were being told that that's what you should do. So says the Shagas Aryeh, I can't tell you that Esther and the obligation to do all the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Esther are chiyuv and dayreis. But one thing I know, said the Shagas Aryeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted those things to happen. Now that he wanted to happen, he communicated it to the Nevi'im. So says the Shagas Aryeh, at the end of the day, why do we read the Megillah? Vasu state Megillah's Esther. Vayomim ha'ilah niskar and v'nasim. That's why there's a chiyuv to read the Megillah. Esther was written in Beruach HaKodesh. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to Mordechai and Esther through the medium of Nevuah, tell the Yidden to go ahead and read the Megillah. See, he says, Avad, it's not a chiv de rites. It's said in the Torah. It's not a Bereish, it's not Shmoyz, Vayikra, Bamid, Badvarim. But at the same time, Kivan de Kael Echad Omron. It's the same Bashefer. Mi pi odon kol ha-maisim Baruch Hu. And it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Must be that if it's not a deraisa, here's his lashon, it's a ke'en deraisa. Half of that's what the Shagas Aryeh says. A new concept. It's not a deraisa, of course not. It's not one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It's not, however, a regular derabanan either. Because Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemra. So being that it's more than a derabanan, it's less than a deraisa, We have to give it a name. It's Ke'en Deiraisa. So it comes out, it's this quasi-Deiraisa. Now, when the Chachamim said, Afhein Hoi Ba'isanes, therefore women should be included in this obligation as well, the Chachamim was saying that Noshim are going to be Chayiv mid the Rabbanan. That's a regular Chayiv the Rabbanan. So he says, it comes out that men are Chayiv Ke'en Deiraisa. Women are Chayiv, it's a regular Chayiv the Rabbanan, it's a regular Divrei Seifrim. Just like someone that's Chayiv the Rabbanan can't be Moitzi someone in a mitzvah that's Chayiv in Deiraisa, so too someone that's Chayiv Midrabanon can't be moitzi someone else that's chayiv in the mitzvah ke'en deiraisa. So men are chayiv in the mitzvah ke'en deiraisa, whereas women are only chayiv in the mitzvah midrabanon. And just like loyasi midrabanon umapik deiraisa, loyasi midrabanon umapik men that are chayiv ke'en deiraisa. Very big chiddush from the Shagas Aryeh. That mikra megillah, of course, is not a chayiv deiraisa, but being that Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemar and the obligation to read the megillah, state megillah's Esther, so it comes out if it's not a deiraisa, it's at least a ke'en deiraisa, and therefore women that are only chayiv midrabanon, shafi noy baisanes is not anywhere in the megillah, that's a regular chayiv derabanon. Men are chayiv ke'en deiraisa, just like a derabanon can't be moitzi deiraisa, so too derabanon won't be able to be moitzi someone that's chayiv ke'en deiraisa. Toich Dvar, this is a long piece in the Turi Evan, but one of the things that Turi Evan declares is a fascinating Shaila. He declares, what would be if you have a man, he doesn't know how to read the Megillah. He doesn't know how to read the Megillah. Stating that, his wife is a Milu Medes, she doesn't know how to read the Megillah. Is there an Inyan for this man to have his wife be Moitzi him with Mikra Megillah? Now, the Vahag said that even though women are Chayiv and Mikra Megillah, Shafein Hoi Boisan Nes, but they can't be Moitzi a man. Claim to Shagas Aryeh, what about in this case? What would be in this situation where the man will not read the Megillah unless his wife is going to be moitzi him? Yes or no? So Pashu would say, no, that's the whole Bahag. The Bahag says that a woman can't be moitzi a man. So what's the difference if you could read, you can't read at the end of the day? Of course a woman shouldn't be able to. Abazok to Shagas Aryeh, I'll tell you what my suffix is. My suffix is that why can't a woman be moitzi a man? Because we just said, a man, according to the Bahag, is chayiv ke'en deiraisa, whereas a woman is only chayiv midrabanan. Says the Shagas Aryeh, yesh lachkar. When the Chachamim said, noshim chayoves b'mikra megillah, sh'af hein hoyu ba'oisanes, was af hein hoyu ba'oisanes only said regarding women? Or maybe men are also chayiv b'mikra megillah, sh'af hein hoyu ba'oisanes? Meaning, if there's a svara that af hein hoyu ba'oisanes obligates you by Mikra Megillah. So just like the women were Afhein Hoyu Ba'isanes, the men were also Afhein Hoyu Ba'isanes. Narvas. Ordinarily, it's not negaya the fact that the man is Chayiv because of Afhein Hoyu Ba'isanes. Because he's anyways Chayiv. He's Chayiv because of Kein Dai Raisa. He's Chayiv because of the Iker Chayiv. But now this man doesn't have a way to be Yotze the Iker Chayiv. He can't read the Megillah, and the woman can't be Moitzi him with his Iker Chayiv. So the question is, if he also has a Chayiv Afeinoi Baisanes, and that says the Shagas Aryeh, this is Gevaldik, she has just like he does, so that she should be able to be Moitzi him. So Luchura, maybe there's an Inyan for her to be Moitzi him. So Zok to Shagas Aryeh, do we say that Afeinoi Baisanes was only instituted for Freyan? It was never given to the manor. And as a result, even though this man can't fulfill his ikur chiyuv, which is ke'en deiraisa, but at the same time, there's no inyan of afein oy ba'isanes, v'ala hanish kan chiyuv and afein oy ba'isanes. So if you have someone to be moitzi you like a mensch, good. If not, fafalim, what are you going to do? But maybe you could say that really the man also has afein oy ba'isanes. Ordinarily, it's not negeya because he has a regular chiyuv. If he has a regular chiyuv, where's the negeya? Afein oy ba'isanes. Or b'zok to Shagas Aryeh, I could hear it sad that maybe where he doesn't have an ability to be fulfill his regular chiyuv. So maybe over here it would be negeya to say, now the first thing that comes to mind is maybe it's totally in the machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rashbam what afein hoy ba'isanes is. If afein hoy ba'isanes is dafka noshim, because Esther was the ikar miracle, and by Ner Chanukah was Yehudis, and Yitzias Mitzrayim was bischar noshim tzidkoniyos, so then you would say afein hoy ba'isanes by definition is only negay the women, but that's the Rashbam shita. Rashi and Tosfos don't agree with that. Rashi and Tosfos says that anyone that was included in the miracle is included in afein hoy ba'isanes. This is the Shagas Aryeh's chakir. Either way, this is the Shagas Aryeh's pshat in the shita of Bahag. The Bahag says even though Rabbi Shua ben Levi said noshim chayovis b'mikra megillah afein hoy ba'isanes, but that's only as it relates to they'll be chayiv now mid rabbanon. Men are chayiv and mikra megillah more than the. What do you mean more than the rabbanon? First of all, what does it mean more than the rabbanon? And all it is the rabbanon. Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, and like the Shagas Aryeh says, kulon me odoin echad mi pi odoin kol amaisim baruchu. It's all from the same Eibishter, and if it's Baruch HaKodesh, it means on some level has to be a deiraisa. And the Hag held that this is enough to make a spalt on the deiraisa. halachic level, and for that reason, a woman won't be able to be moitzi man. The truth is, Shagasai repeats this yisoy a few times here in the beginning of Besachtes Megillah and Turi Evin, and Be'ezus Hashem hopefully will be able to revisit some of the other places that he says it. But just moving along a little bit. So we're coming out with a very big chiddush. We're coming out with a chiddush that even though Mikra Megillah is a din derabanan, but at the same time, it's ke'en d'oraisa. The truth is, there's a similar chiddush that I found in the Gedolei Achronim, and this is from Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Mivilna, the Binyan Shlomo, and it's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Nun Ches. He says a beautiful chiddush. The Gemara, later in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, says, why is it that we don't say Hallel on Purim? In fact, the Gemara asks it as a kasha. Pesach, we say Hallel. Why? Because it was a great miracle. What was the miracle of Pesach? Avodim ayunu lepar b'mitzrayim v'yaytziyenu Hashem. So says the Gemara, l'chayritza kal v'chayim. Umami avdus l'chayrus. We say shira. Mi misa l'chayim l'kolshkein. Madach, we say shira from avdus l'chayrus. Yitzias mitzrayim. Certainly Purim, where it was l'hashmid l'harigu l'abed. There was a gzera of a final solution against the Jewish people. And we were speared from it. We were saved. So certainly we should saying shira. And the Gemara gives a few terutz in. One terutz, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman said, Kriyasa zu halayla. You're right, it's a great kasha. Really, we should say Hallel on Purim. So why don't we say Hallel on Purim? You don't have to say Hallel on Purim. Because on Purim, you read the Megillah. And because you read the Megillah, so it comes out, Kriyasa zu halayla. So the Binyan Shlomo made a beautiful cheshmet. He said, there's a shita saramban. The Ramban shita in Sefer HaMitzvahs is that Hallel on Yontif is a deiraisa. The chiyuv to say Hallel al anes, the chiyuv to say halal on yontif is a chiyuv deiraisa. So says the Binyan Shloima, the chiyuv to say halal me avdos lecheiros is a deiraisa. The Gemara said that if you say halal me avdos lecheiros me misa lechayim lekolshkin, what does that mean? Ma me avdos lecheiros me misa lechayim lekolshkin. It's what we know in the vernacular as a kal v'chaymer. A kal v'chaymer is also deiraisa. Kal v'chaymer is one of the yud gimel midas shatayra in the drashas behem. So zok to be in Shloima, it's very simple math. The chiv to say halal me avdus lecheres is deiraisa. I have a kal v'chaymer ma me avdus lecheres misal chaym lekol shkein v'as zoichet that deiraisa. So it comes out there should be a chiv deiraisa to say halal on Purim. Now we don't say halal on Purim. Why not? Zok Rab Nachman, because we read the Megillah. Interesting. We read the Megillah, and by reading the Megillah, we're fulfilling not only the obligation to read the Megillah, but also to we're fulfilling an obligation to recite Hallel. But here's the chiddush, said the Binyan Shloima. The chi of Megillah is a chi of the Rabbanon. Oh, but the chi of Hallel is a chi of the Raisa. So it comes out when we read the Megillah, not only are we fulfilling a mitzvah the Rabbanon, a mikra Megillah, a b'laman de'amak kriyasa zu alayla, we're also fulfilling a mitzvah the Raisa of Hallel. So it's not that Mikra Megillah is a deraisa. Mikra Megillah is a derabbanan. The chiyuv to read the Megillah by Yibi Me'ach HaShverish is a chiyuv derabbanan. But at the same time, when you're mekayim this mitzvah derabbanan, you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa. Which mitzvah deraisa? The mitzvah of Hallel, according to the Shitas, Uberoisham, the Ramban, who hold that the chiyuv Hallel is a chiyuv deraisa. So Lefiza, I think it's Pashit, that would be an Eitzah to explain the Shitas HaBahag. It could be the Bahag would be maskim al stachi of Mikra Megillah. Maybe a woman could be moitzi. Again, it's a big chiddush. That a woman could be moitzi a man. But it could be the reason a woman can't be moitzi the man is because when a man reads the Megillah, he's not only fulfilling a derabban and a Mikra Megillah, he's also fulfilling a derais of halal. A woman, afein hoi ba'isanes, she has a chi of Mikra Megillah. But no one ever said because afein hoi ba'isanes, a woman has a chi of to recite halal. Not that I'm aware of. She doesn't have a chiv to say halal. So if she doesn't have a chiv to say halal, and even if she did have a chiv to say halal, it would be a chiv de rabbanon. So it would come out that klape mikra megillah, you're right. The woman is the zelba de rabbanon as even the man. So why shouldn't she be able to be moitzi? Zok de bahag, you know what the problem is? A man, when he reads the megillah, he's checking off two boxes. He's being oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Number one, he's being mekayim a mitzvah mikra megillah, which is a derabbanan. And number two, he's being mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa of halal. The woman, she has the mitzvah derabbanan, so she can be moitzi from mikra megillah. But how could she be moitzi with halal? If she can't be moitzi with halal, maybe that would be an ish. Of course, a big chiddush, because it would come out that really he's yoitza mikra megillah. He's just not yoitza halal, which is avad the chiddush. But either way, the point is not the bahag. The point is this chiddush of the binyan shleima. So we're saying that the Shagas Aryeh held that mikra megillah, even though of course at its core is a mitzvah derabbanan, but at the same time the Shagas Aryeh said it's ke'en deiraisa. So when you read the Megillah, you're fulfilling a mitzvah that's ke'en deiraisa. Then we have the chiddush of the Binyan Shloima. The Binyan Shloima says that when you read the Megillah, you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah deiraisa. What's the mitzvah deiraisa? Granted, the mitzvah deiraisa is not the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, but there is a mitzvah deraisa of Halal. But there's one more layer to all this, and that is in the Torah from the Halakha of Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer is in a few places. It's in Shailas Tshuvas Yeridei Simin Reish Lamed Gimel. It's also in the Chidushei Chassam Sofer Masechta Shabbos Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph. This is my Yiddik. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah. Omer of Kahan, Dorash Rav Nosan Bar Menyumi, Mishmeder of Tanchum, Ner Chanukah, Shehinichal Mailam Michof Amo Psul. A Ner Chanukah that's more than 20 Amos off the ground is possible. Kisuka Ukamavoy. Just like a Sukkah Shigavoy Lamailam Yasrim Amos, the first Mishnah Masachas Sukkah Psul. And just like a Mavoy Shigavoy Lamailam Yasrim Amos, Yemayat, it's the first Mishnah Masachas Erevin. The same is true for Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, Shehinichal Mailam Michof Amo Psula Kisuka Kumav. Toistvis. The very top of Daf Chav Beis Amin Aleph and Masech the Shabbos asks a bomba kasha. The Gemara Masech the Sukkah Daf Beis, it's also Erevin Daf Beis, but Sukkah Daf Beis is a little more familiar than Erevin Daf Beis. The Gemara asks a kasha. Sukkah Shigavay Lamayla Meyasr Mama, Psula. Mavi Shigavay Lamayla Meyasr Mama, Yemayt. Fait the Gemara, Maishna Hacha Diktani Psula, Umaishna Hasam Diktani Yemayt. Why is it that by Sukkah it says Sukkah Shigavay Lamayla Meyasr Mama is Psula, and by Mavi it says Yemayt? Says the Gemara, Sukkah Dai Raisa, Tani Pesula. Mavi de Rabbanan Tavi Tani Takanta. Here's the rule. If something's a Deiraisa, you say Pesula. If something's a Rabbanan, you say Takanta. We once said Pshat from the Rogachava, that the Rogachava said that by Yisuri de Rabbanan, there's no Isser Chefza. So it doesn't pass to say Pesula. Pesula means Isser Chefza. There's no Isser Chefza by the Rabbanan, it's only by Deiraisa. But regardless, Zochti Gemara, here's the rule. When you're dealing with a Deiraisa, this is it, you say Pesula. When you're dealing with a De Rabbanan, Tani Takanta. Freak Toysvis. Ner Chanukah Sheinichel Amayla Mechaf Amo. Psula. Ner Chanukah is a Derabbanon. So if Ner Chanukah is a Derabbanon, based on the rule that the Gemara says in Erevin Beis Amar Aleph and Sukkah Beis Amar Aleph, that the only time you use the word Psula is by Deiraisa, but by Derabbanon you say Atakanta. So why is it Ner Chanukah Shenichal Maila Mechavam a Psula? L'chayr, what it should have said was Yemayt. So Taisu says a Teretz. Zoktich Sam Soifer, right here in Chdushich Sam Soifer al Hashas in Masech de Shabbos. Deve Yesh Loimar, maybe you could say a very, very big Chiddush. Based on something that the Bahag says. And the Bahag is brought down in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's right in the beginning. It's in the Shoyrish HaRishayim. The Bahag says a very big Chiddush. The Rambam, when he introduces the Sefer HaMitzvahs, so he has his Shrashim, right? These are the rules, the roots of the laws of what qualifies as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, HaShoyrish HaRishayim, She'ein ro'oi limnais b'chlal hazeh HaMitzvah Shem HaDirabon. No Dirabonans count. This is the first rule. The first rule of Tariq Mitzvahs is we only gonna count the Erises. We're not gonna count the Dirabonans. Says the Rambam, da, you should know. I mean, this is pretty obvious. What would have even been the Havamina? So the Rambam says, the Rambam talking. He says, so why am I even telling you this? This is the first, like the first Shairish Arishan. This is the first thing you have to know. We don't count the Rabbanans. I mean, isn't that obvious? I'm telling you why I'm saying this. Because there are people that I saw made this mistake. In fact, I saw some that counted Ner Chanukah Umikra Megillah Bechlal Mitzvah Saseh. I saw those that counted Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah Bechal Mitzvah Saseh. And then he says he found that they counted others as well. And it's for that reason that I feel I need to come out. I have to be moich against that because no. Those are the Rabbanon. Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah is the Rabbanon. And because they're the Rabbanon, it's for that reason that they don't count. Who are these people that the Rambam was referring to? It's the Bahag. It's Talachis Gedoilis. In his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Bahag counts Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah as Mitzvahs Deiraisa. And the Rambam says, he doesn't understand this. Hashem Yareinai. How could you say such a thing? It's a Derabbanan. If it's a Derabbanan, 613 mitzvahs, Nemr L'moshe Misinai. So how could it be that a mitzvah Derabbanan, Ner Chanukah was on Har Sinai? How could that be a mitzvah Deiraisa? I mean, it was on Har Sinai. Everything was on Har Sinai, but it can't be a mitzvah. As I freak the Rambam, so what's the Pshat in the Bahag? He said, the Pshat in the Bahag is like this. Of course, the Bahag understood that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah Derabbanan. How can you say it's a mitzvah Deiraisa? Of course, a mitzvah Derabbanan. But stating that, the chiyuv to do something on Purim, and for that matter, the chiyuv to do something on Chanukah is not a chiyuv derabbanan. That's a chiyuv deiraisa. And he says, you know, I know that. He said because the Gemara on Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph in Masechtas Megillah says that. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? And the Gemara says, Mechteis, you should say Halal. No, it's a Kal V'chomer. Umami Avdos L'cheres M'misa L'chaim L'kolshkein. You know what you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that the Gemara held that you should say Halal on Purim. Hallel based on a Kal V'Chaim. But you see more than that. You see the Gemara held that whatever Yidden did to celebrate Pesach, they should in essence be doing Me'ein that on Purim. Why? Because Madach Me'adus L'Cheres, we make a Yontif, and we do Pursume Nisa, and we do things to be Mefarsim in the Nest. L'Cheira, Me'misan L'Chaim L'Koshkin, you should certainly be doing the same thing. The Gemara is discussing Halal. Obezachtach Sam Soif, it's not Dafka Halal. The Kal V'Chaim is the Kal V'Chaim. The Kal V'Chaim is that if you're Mefarsim a Nes of Avdus L'Cheres, Kal V'Chaim, you have to be Mefarsim a Nes, that's Me'misan L'Chaim. So Zachtach Sam Soif, you know what I think? That Kal V'Chaimer is a real Kal V'Chaimer. What was the Gemara's teretz? Yeah, Kriyas as well. I mean, it's real. It's a real Kal V'Chaimer. And Kal V'Chaimer is a Dindei Reis, like Shlomo HaKoyim Yevilna said. It's poshut. It's a real Kal V'Chaimer. And the Gemara's taka saying that a Yid, when Klai Yisrael is saved from something, when there's a miracle that takes place, where the Yidim Mehoidu Vat Kush on Nitzel Mimena, they have a Chiyuv Dei Reis to do something about it. But this is where it alters and veers from a regular deraisa. By the Yontif of Pesach, the Torah told us what we need to do to be mefarsim the nes. You have to eat matzahs. Matzahs u'shanu oichlan al shuma. You have to be in Karban Pesach. Pesach zeh shanu oichlan al shuma. You have to eat marer. Why do you eat marer? And then you have all the different things. But the point is, there it's mandated mid deraisa vos medavton. Ner Chanukah or Mikra Megillah don't say anywhere what you're supposed to do. So that was the Chachamim's right to be able to figure out and tell you what you should do. But the chiv to do something on Purim, says the Chsam Sofer, is a chiv deiraisa. Because if me'avdus l'cheiros, we're mefarsim the nes, also known as Pesach, the Yontif, so me'misa l'chaim l'koshke, and the chiv to prava Purim, says the Chsam Sofer, is a chiv deiraisa. Now, how to? That's already up to Chazal. And Chazal went ahead and they said, Purim, this is the way you're going to celebrate. Mikra Megillah, Mishloach Monis Ishla Reyeu, Umatonis Lav Yoinim. And then Chanukah, when Klal Yisrael was at tremendous risk, and there was this unbelievable miracle, and Chazal said, we should go ahead and we should make a Yontif. They said, then the way you're going to celebrate the Yontif is going to be with Ner Chanukah. So it comes out that we're fulfilling an obligation, Midday Raisa, to be Mepharsim, a miracle. The way we're doing it is the Rabbanan. This is the Lashon. Nimtza ikra deiraisa uperusha derabbanan. The ikra is a deiraisa and the pirush is a derabbanan. Chassam Sofer says it right here in Shabbos Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and he says it very gishmak at the end of Tshuva Reish Lama Gimel. That's his one of his most famous tshuvas to Rabbi Amram Chassida, where he talks about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and he gets involved in a whole bunch of different things there. So that's a famous tshuva. This is the very, very end of the tshuva, and he says it's posha that he's right. That Gemara Megillah Yudal Amud Aleph is saying there's a chiv deiraisa to be mefarsim in the nest. There's a chiv deiraisa any single time mimisa l'chaim l'koshkein to do something. How exactly you do is going to be a derabbana. So Chassam Sofer, the Gemara said, it's only the Rabbanon. And they raise a ktani psula. The Rabbanon is tani takanta. The Teretz Shum. The chiv ner Chanukah is a chiv the Rabbanon. Aber wenn ein Zeich Chanukah lech, sagt der Sam Soifer, is mekayim a mitzvah they raise. And if you're going to go ahead and you're going to send Chanukah lech in the wrong way, and you're not going to do anything else to Chanukah, you know what's going to happen? You'll be mevatel a day raise. Because you have an obligation to go ahead and make a zecher. That's something you're obligated to do. And if you don't do it, you're mevatel a day raise. Now, let's say you do it some other way. Maybe with Halal Yaitz. I don't know. But the point is, the chiyuv is a chiyuv deiraisa. How we fulfill it is a derabbanan. Of it's a rear tana deiraisa, and because it touches on a deiraisa, therefore the Gemara used the lashon that you only find by deiraisa. But the Chassam Sofer was space saying all this. Why? He was coming to answer a Bahag. The Bahag says, and the Rambam brings it right in the beginning of the Shroshim. The Bahag says that Ner Chanukah Mikra Megillah are bechlal mitzvahs aseh. And the Rambam says, I am so taken aback by what the Bahag said that I have to stop my Shaira Sharishan. I'm going to introduce Sefer telling you something that's so obvious, right? A whole shtickl Torah. It's so obvious what I'm telling you, but I have no choice because I saw the Bahag. Why did the Bahag say Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah is a deiraisa? Yesh Loimar. The Bahag. Who holds that Mikra Megillah is a deiraisa? And what does it mean it's a deiraisa? So the Chassam Sofer said it can't be, it's a regular deiraisa. But let's say what it means is you're fulfilling a mitzvah deiraisa. On some level, there's a mitzvah deiraisa, but there's a tzad deiraisa in Mikra Megillah. Noshim Achayiv and Mikra Megillah. Sha'af hein hoya b'yisanes. Af hein hoya b'yisanes can't give them access to the deiraisa. All it is a chiyuv derabbanan. Men have shaychis to Mikra Megillah Midairaisa. Women have shaykhs to mikra megillah shafein hoya ba'isanes. It's only midirabanon. It should come out l'chayr l'fi this bahag. Now maybe it shouldn't be so poshid for a woman to be able to be mitzi a man with mikra megillah. Maybe that's pshad in our bahag. Taisus brings a bahag in megillah daftal and manahala, a famous shita zabahag. That even though nash mechayv and mikra megillah, but a woman can't be mitzi a man. What do you mean? Afein hoya ba'isanes. Men are also only chayv d'rabanon. Teretz is, it's the bahag l'shitasai. Whatever the pshad in the bahag is, the Bahag and the Shairish Arishan, where the Bahag said that Mikra Megillah is really a Dairaisa. If Mikra Megillah is a Dairaisa, again, does it mean it's Mamish a Dairaisa? It's hard to believe. But on some level, Mikra Megillah is a Dairaisa. If Mikra Megillah is Bechlal, the Taryag Mitzvahs, and the Chasam Sofer's Hesber, it's because even if there's no Chi of Mikra Megillah is a Dairaisa, but when you read the Megillah, you're fulfilling a Mitzvah Dairaisa. Maybe a woman can't be Mitzi a man with his obligation to go ahead and fulfill a Mitzvah Dairaisa. If she had a Shaychas to the Dairaisa like he did, then Adachanami, but she doesn't have a Shaychas like he does. Now she has Afin Hoy Baisanes, but Afin Hoy Baisanes is only the Rabbanon. Afin Hoy Baisanes is not a Dairaisa, so maybe it's the Bahag L'Shitasai. Either way, it's a little bit of a pilpul in the Shitas HaBahag. But one thing to take away at the onset of Masechtas Megillah, Megillah Davdalin, very beginning of the Masechta, is that even though Mikra Megillah is only a Dindir Rabbanon, that's Pashit. But at the same time, we have three Mar Mekoymis in the Gedoyle Achroinim, that it could be Mikra Megillah is more than just a regular Dindir Rabbanon. Number one, the Turi Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, where the Shagas Aryeh said that even though Mikra Megillah is a Dindir Rabbanon, but being that Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemro, so at the end of the day, it's not that different than a Dairaisa. So if you don't want to call it Dairaisa Avada, but it's Kein Dairaisa, so it's more than a regular Dindir Rabbanon. The second is Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna in Binyan Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Ches. Rav Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna says that even if the Chi of Mikra Megillah mitzad the obligation to read the Megillah, the presumed nieces of the Rabbanon. But if you hold that Halal on Yontiv's Deiraisa is a Kalvachomer, Halal on Purim is also going to be Deiraisa. So at the very least, when somebody reads the Megillah, Kriyasazu Aleilu, you're fulfilling a mitzvah deiraisa, not a mitzvah deiraisa of Mikra Megillah, but a mitzvah deiraisa of Halal. And then we have the Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer says that based on that Kal V'chaim in the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, a Yid has a chiyuv to do something. We have to celebrate the miracle of Purim mid deiraisa. The Rabbanan said, do it through Mikra Megillah. So when a Yid reads the Megillah, says the Chasam Sofer, you're actually being Mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa. The chiyuv Megillah is a chiyuv of the Rabbanan, but the kiyum of Mikra Megillah is a deiraisa. Three different approaches in the Gedoyle Achroinim that would seem to suggest that even though Mikra Megillah is a Dirabanan, but there is some Shaychis between the Yontif of Purim and the mitzvah to read the Megillah on Purim to a mitzvah Deiraisa.